is Primetime Sports, WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, on our iPhone and Android apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
And good evening, everybody. Well, it's a sad day. It's the last show of the 2017 season. In fact, our last broadcast, my last broadcast with Brian for at least a couple weeks.
Next year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And we've got everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Well, I guess we could count Rod as a partial, but he punted tonight, didn't he? He decided not to go.
I talked to him yesterday. He came to the radio station's holiday extravaganza that we had at the station. And also saw him this morning at Cracker Barrel along with about half of your staff, I think, after
half
school.
Of my staff.
Yeah. Seemed like all of Wilson Elementary.
I don't know,
was there.
Brian. I'm making Stadel 3. I don't know what you're talking about.
But anyway, it was a late.
We're supposed to Stadel 3.
It was like lunch time.
It was
had
brunch.
Breakfast.
Brunch. Yeah.
But anyway, he's going to see his first Predators game with his daughter, I think, today.
All right. Well, they're talk about good product to watch. That's the Predators. They're hot.
But he did, just a prelude, I'm not sure when we're going to do this, but he received his award, Pigskin Pick Award. We're giving awards tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
there are multiple awards. He got his award last night.
Oh, that's Cellar Dweller.
Cellar Dweller.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was very appreciative of that.
Oh, and but I love the intricate print, you know, that was put on there. Those letters are they're awesome.
Cellar Dweller, yeah. Well, so yeah. He was taken aback when he received it.
Well, you know, now that Steve is here live in person, and he was last week, I meant to mention this, but, you know, he kind of He took some ugly shots at me. I'm just going to throw it out here right now. We've got a two-hour show, so
it
what
else?
It
was quite chippy. I did listen to the first part of it.
Well,
I did?
No, not. I'm talking about. I'm just talking about before the show. I'm talking about these were texts that were sent out to me. And that's why I don't like social media, because I think you get somebody's real feelings with text. And Steve said something kind of like called me like a, Brian, what, like a coward? Or I didn't want to go out there on the limb. But the reason I did that,
all I could think was beep.
Yeah,
no.
The reason I did it, though, I didn't want that Cellar Dweller trophy. I just didn't want it.
You mean where you all I your settled, picks were safe?
I settled for next to last. Yeah. I mean, I just settled for it because I didn't think I'd ever beat you or Clark.
No.
And obviously, you're never going to beat Clark.
No.
So, you know, I'm thinking.
I had a chance to tie and I blew it.
You know, but you did go out there.
I went
out there. And I do appreciate you, you know, informing me that I didn't go out on the limb. But
he was the only one with a shot.
I was just wanting to beat Rod, and I did it, and I feel so good about it.
Is that what your mug says?
No, Mama. Yeah, I beat Rod. Yeah. Yeah.
Steve was the only one that had a chance to force a tie.
Yeah.
And With one pick, which, if we're talking about going out on a limb, if there was another limb that he could have gone out
that's
on.
That's the one I should have gone out on, the Vanderbilt, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
tough
one.
I really don't understand why you didn't. I really don't. I just, you know, I went with Tennessee. I didn't think Vandy was going to do it, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And
but you were
starting
it
to be a kind of a broken record. Sometimes you lose.
You were playing it safe, though.
I was playing it safe, yeah. You know, instead of going for the, you know, that three iron shot, I laid up. You know, I just, you know, took a little pitching wedge and then took another shot and I finished next to last.
But there is no next to last award, by the way.
No, that's okay.
I would like to say there was a trend that nobody picked up on all year. I think I don't think I picked the Titans to win once. You'd have to go back and look at that. I don't think I picked them to win once.
Well, yeah. Don't get me started on them.
And right now you're making good picks.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I ever will pick them to win ever again. I'm kind of like you, Brian. Didn't you go there last year? Like, I'm never going to pick them to win again.
They sink me every time.
I refuse. Till they bring Eddie George back.
You know, as we get into our winter meetings about pigskin picks.
Would you look at that for me and say?
You know, I will take suggestions from those who participate. You know, it may be that we don't even pick the Titans.
I say forget about it. Leave them out. Why? It's who cares?
There could be a revamping. We can take that up during our winter meetings.
Well, and I think so, but I think really the winner of Pigskin Picks should have a big important say here. He's been pretty quiet about that attempted rule change there, and I don't know whether he's in agreement with that or not. I'd have to confer with him first.
We may have a vote, you know, stick it out there and see if there's a vote and how the votes go on certain regulation changes and, you know,
I'm going to tell you. Clark does his research. I mean, really, he does his research, and obviously, you know, I don't know when he does it, but evidently he does his research. But he's got this iPad.
Yeah, he does.
And I think that's the key. And I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna get an iPad, and I'm gonna start doing whatever he does on that iPad, and hopefully I'm gonna be able to pull off a win. He is prepared. You see that sheet he brings out? You know, he puts out a sheet full of statistics and you know, running backs, quarterbacks.
Well, the key is getting that information. It's not necessarily the iPad itself.
I mean, I think Luker goes to the Almaville store and asks somebody, hey, who thinks going to win this week? You know, I think that – is that your research? I mean, isn't that pretty much?
No, I go with my gut every single – and I don't even – yeah, records don't matter. I just kind of pick who I think.
So do you think it takes it's a lot of luck to it?
Yeah, it's a lot of luck.
I just don't know how Clark keeps doing it, though. Was this 3 years in a row?
It is.
I love the way you said that.
Most certainly.
Yeah. I have to say yes, it is.
The thing that happens is, though, when you get on to those games where you feel like they could go either way, then you start listening to others who are picking those games, and that kind of sways what you do. Mm-hmm. I think you have to either go with it.
That's why gambling is not a good idea.
Isn't that the truth?
I mean, you know, and I know that, you know, that's a big part of American culture, I guess, and that pro football and college football, and, you know, it's legal in lots of states, but you cannot predict, really, with any type of certainty, who is going to win a football game. Now, some you can, but in the real game of gambling, they have points. So, if you're trying to pick a point in the spread, they're trying to say it's pretty even. So they still got you at a disadvantage. They didn't build those big, huge hotels losing a lot. So,
well, I do think that after further review of Pigskin Picks for this past year, that the power play, I'm not so sure about.
I think it just ups your wins. And it's a real, not a true indicator of what a kind of a picker you are.
Nobody did not win their power play, right?
That's
the whole
correct.
Season.
There was really only one game where there was any sweating going on about the power play. It was early on, I think
Rod sweated one through, and I did. I think
the Maryville Oakland, I sweated that one. I didn't really worry about it. But
see, that's the one that gave you the chance.
Gave me the chance, yeah.
So it did have a little bit of a factor there. Yeah. Had he went with Vanderbilt, that would have been the tie.
You could have used it to your advantage. I don't know that we ever really kind of thought of it that way.
No.
But we could have actually. But you would have had to gamble. I mean, it would have been a big-time gamble. I'm thinking this, and I'm just going to throw it out there for winter meetings discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we handicap the winner of Pigskin Picks, like start him out 0-3 already before we even start? You know, like a handicap in golf. You know, you know, Clark's 0-3 before we even start. Let's see what happens.
He's kind of the Bill Belichick of Pigskin Picks.
It's getting really to the point of frustration for some of us. I mean, it's just like, you know, I thought you had one of the best years you've had in a long time, and you finished third.
Yeah.
And then you've got a little gut feeling over here that you know, oh, I'm going to pick Nebraska, and they win. I mean, I don't know.
I was going with the, you know, I'm going to rebuild brick after brick, and it just hasn't worked out for me.
That one didn't work.
You know what it is? You know what it is with these two? It's like Clark is the analytic guy, you know, and Steve is the old, you know, old manager type, you know, sitting there, you know, Bobby Cox, and I'm going to use my gut. I think I'm going to go with Kimbrell here. You know, I just, that's the way it is. Hey, we got to talk about Ideas Tees, who has sponsored us all year, and we appreciate them doing that, and they've had great sales and deals all year. Brian, how about for the final time, really sock it to us, buddy?
Well, I'm sure some of you out there may not have finished your Christmas shopping. I'd be shocked if anyone in this room hasn't finished, but I haven't started myself. But anyway, I sent my daughter out to do mine today. But anyway, for that true blue Christmas list
go
that
ahead,
you
Ebenezer.
Got.
Go ahead and finish.
Through tomorrow, they're having a big sale, okay? Through tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 25% off regular priced items. 25% off regular priced items. So get your gifts at Ideas Tees and Raider Tees, 910 Richley Road through 5 o'clock tomorrow. Plus, they've got the Camellia Bowl shirts. Middle Tennessee, a winner in the Camellia Bowl over Arkansas State. You can get short sleeve, long sleeve shirts, the official shirt there for the Camellia Bowl. Plus, they've got some new metal wall art that looks really good hanging up wherever you office. What do you call it? Man cave, whatever you might think there. Anything blue and white, they can take care of you at Raider Tees. 910 Richley Road, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. And right before you get to the bridge over Broad as you're coming into town on Broad Street, stop on by and visit.
All right, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, it's the year in review. Y'all got some ideas here, some of the big moments of 2017 as we continue with Ideas Tees presenting Primetime Sports.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Les Kessin's Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door and hope you find the customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Les Kessin's Feed Supply caters to all homeowners with a quarter acre to several acres, focusing on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Les Kessin's Feed.
And yes, you can even get milk from the MTSU dairy at Les Kessin's Feed Supply, the best milk in town. Les Kessin's Feed on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Les Kessin's.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
DirecTV by Entersource.
It's not really the same thing. You've got to call our number or go to our website.
Andy DeGraw talks about the difference between calling them and calling the 800 number.
And a lot of times we'll even do some additional incentives. We're the local provider that can do it just as well or better than anybody around. And we're invested in this community.
Entersource. 615-815-1800 and online at Entersource.tv.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and Women's Health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. and special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialists are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome, or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
I'm Attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. So the good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
John Dingens back with you. Steve Luker, Clark Blair, Brian Barrett all here tonight with our Christmas special, actually. In a few minutes, we'll be singing, you know, some Christmas carols. And are you going to play some Christmas music tonight?
I can do that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's kind of make it a little festive here, pal. We've got food here tonight. That's the first time, and you know, since last year at this time.
That's right.
So I'm all excited about that.
Loaded up with some Sir Pizza tonight.
Well, we made this to be the year, the night of talking about the year in review and the highlights of things. And you guys had a week. That was your assignment to kind of think of some things that have happened. I failed to do that. I really haven't thought about it at all. But I am the host, so I'm supposed to lead you guys into a serious discussion about all these issues. So I'm going to put it on the table right now. I think what is the biggest story in your mind, and we'll do this as a panel, what's the biggest sports story of the year?
Locally, nationally, whatever?
Just all of it. Just
okay.
And then we'll go into a little bit more local detail.
Okay.
It might be a local story. Okay, this is going to be great.
I think the biggest story in our area, and I know we've got MTSU and we've got Vanden, we've got high schools, but I think what dominated the media and every and the conversation was Tennessee football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and their inability, and I think they still have the whatever that lady's name is that messed that all up. She's still got her $500,000 a year job, but. That dominated the conversation, and people made a living off telling jokes about the University of Tennessee and their inability to hire a football coach.
Well, I don't know. You were here for the night when we had a special edition of Clark Rants.
Oh.
I can't remember the official name of that show. But
it was a premiere edition.
Can you hit some highlights of that?
But he spent 45 minutes.
Yeah.
In fact, Brian and I just kind of we went off into another office and did some work while
they were gone.
And I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing show, but it was the worst PR a college probably, other than just totally being like busted for an NCAA violation that a school could have.
Yeah,
for it not to be that, not to be a sanction, but it was pretty bad.
Well, it was worse than bad. I mean,
it was bad. Clark.
The university. The fans.
Y'all ready to program?
Ready to go? He's ready.
Here we go.
Yeah, the joke was on everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just the football program. It was the university, the whole fans, everybody.
The top down.
Yeah. And the hits just keep on coming with, you know, recruiting yesterday, them making fun of all the people we lost.
You went from, like, top 10 to, what, 27th, is that right? Or have I got that all wrong?
We're 26th right now, depending on which one you look at.
Which means one absolutely
right above
Vanderbilt. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Because, where were they, top 10 every year with Butch Jones? And
meant nothing there.
Meant zero.
The biggest debacle in all of that, I don't know if it was the biggest, but one of the wild cards in it that made it worse than it was all the John Curry and AD mess that was from – many months ago that wasn't dealt with properly then. I mean, if you look at it, honestly, a lot of folks thought that Phil Fulmer should have been the athletic director. And
because he goes with his guts.
Well, there was so much going on there in the mix, that there are even some weird things being talked about. You know, what led up to John Curry's dismissal and all the back channel talking and all the almost deception and of trying to get coaches. It was not funny. Hired, and it was wild.
Do you remember the children's book, you know, the little chicken hatches out and it goes around in the farm and it's asking the horse, are you my mama? Mm. Those guys, it was like everybody's going, are you our coach? No. Are you our coach? No. Are you our coach? No. And they could never find I mean, there was not – nobody's – that's not a premier job right now. I think they did – I think the hire is great. But they weren't going to suck nobody in there that – had a big name that was going to make it at the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, but
it's a rebuilding job.
In this, you know, it's almost like a soap opera. But in this rumor that's out there, Phil Fulmer was going around wherever Curry was, trying to keep that coach from getting hired, so yeah. That it would keep getting worse and worse for Curry, and he'd get pushed down. I don't know whether that happened or not, but that's just part of the rumor mill that keeps going out there, and that's what makes it a really bad situation. I don't know whether that
happened
or not. I thought
Fulmer went and did a recruiting job for Curry on one of those situations. He actually went to a coach and for him, spoke to a coach, but I don't know.
What was the original guy's name out of Ohio State? What was it?
Shiano.
I thought he was a good pick. I thought he was a good pick. He's Ohio State defense coordinator.
You really missed Clark Grant the other night.
That?
Yeah, he went off on that. I mean,
but they didn't. I think
nobody's hired him yet. If he's such a good pick,
no, they've ruined him.
Not if you want him as a coach, did.
What I mean is that pops up. Google his name and watch what pops up. You know, dang, I do think that.
Oh, I think it hurt his reputation, but I mean, truly, if you think he's a good enough coach, I mean, somebody's going to hire Lane Kiffin one of these days.
That would have been his name. All right, whose name did not come up?
Mine.
For that job.
Mine.
I even heard Quarles from Maryville, the Furman offensive. You know, the guy was at Maryville. Mm-hmm. I even heard his name come up. I heard Lane Kiffin's name came up. Gary Rankin's name came up.
Yeah, but they would have had to use – if they'd have hired Quarles, they'd have had to move to Maryville to play their games. I don't think they could seat all of them.
Yeah. But, I think that was the biggest story, I think, and probably in college football this year so much in this area, no matter if Alabama wins a national championship.
Well, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, I'm just glad it's kind of over and done with, and – but they need some consistency. They need some consistency. But it comes down to, and Clark, I don't want you to debate me here, but I mean, they want a national champion. And until that happens, 7-4, 8-2, but I think the biggest thing they want is an SEC Eastern Division championship. If they could win the East, that would ease a lot of things, right?
Absolutely.
And that's not that bad of a goal. So. But if once they do that, then they want to win the SEC, right? That would be the next.
You want to be in the mix. But, I mean, every football team, going back to the start of our show back in August, every team wants to be in the mix, wants to make the playoffs, wants to, you know, go as far as you can go. 0-8 in the SEC is not pretty for the University of Tennessee.
No.
Or anybody.
No.
So that was
you've lost to Vanderbilt 2 years in a row.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't look – that's terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, and nobody gave Georgia a chance to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game. And Georgia kind of cruised on in there a little bit, I think, in the East. But then they didn't have to play them.
Right.
You know? And so if you just have a shot to get there, then you've got a shot to do greater things. But if there was ever a time the last 3-4 years – for Tennessee to become the cream of the crop in the East, it's past us. And that, I think, is one of the most frustrating things for UT fans. Your opportunity was there.
And, you know, Georgia, they're solid now.
Oh, they're solid, guarantee you.
And if you saw the recruiting class yesterday, my goodness, more top, you know, 30 kids in the nation than anyone's ever signed. It's like 1990-something.
They're the new Alabama then.
The new Alabama.
The new Alabama. And Alabama's all, but Alabama had dipped to, I guess, the how low Tennessee is at one point.
They did, yeah.
You know, they were down there.
Oh, it got ugly right there with Price and Shula. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they had a coaching debacle.
They had a coaching debacle. So,
So in the recruiting, Clark, Georgia's ranked, do you know?
One.
Okay, and then Alabama is?
11 right now. But, I mean, Alabama, you know, they're not concerned right now. They'll pick up a few more five stars after the national championship, which that could be interesting. Could we have an all-SEC championship game?
I hope we do.
That would be nice.
It's the best conference in the country. I mean, if you look at any of the football from anywhere else, and that's not just a Southern bias. I think if you could look in with fair eyes, you could see that the Big Ten, the Pac-12, none of those really compare to the football that's played in the SEC.
Yeah. It just means more.
Well, and all right. So who's the first game? Is it?
Clemson, Alabama.
Yeah. Clemson, Alabama. And then you got Georgia and who are they playing?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All right. Is Oklahoma as good as Georgia and Alabama? No.
I think Alabama.
I think Clemson could be.
I mean, that game right there, the Clemson-Alabama game, is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
And whoever comes out of that, depending on if they're healthy or not, I would think Georgia would be – I don't know, heavily favored, but they've got to be favored in that game pretty big.
Does this signal get out to the West Coast? Because they don't care anymore. I mean, does our signal here at the radio station?
We're worldwide.
They don't care in the West Coast anymore because they're second tier. They need to, like, break off and just say, we're going to have our own national championship game with our kids out here on the West Coast now. But they can't compete with the SEC. I agree.
Well, you put the ACC, Big Ten, all of those in
Florida
there.
Florida State used to be their premier team. And you know.
Well, I guess you say that, and then there's Clemson in the championship game.
Well, I do think you're starting to see more just individual teams, regardless of what conference they're in, kind of shine to the forefront. You know, like Clemson. They're on a roll because they've been able to win.
Yep.
So he's getting top recruits. And then you've got you know, there's, believe it or not, Penn State's out there, you know. And,
they are. I was high on them at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and so there's some teams that are starting. So Michigan, I think, has been kind of a letdown, you know, for them.
So much so that he gets a big contract extension.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Had a lot of injuries.
And they've been, you know, Michigan was a premier program. Mm-hmm. You remember, they've gone through the coaching cycle, too.
Yeah, Bo Schembechler.
You know, That's just, I guess it cycles through.
Can you remember the years when the SEC wasn't even talked about, though? I'm old enough
to remember.
It was
Notre Dame, Michigan.
Ohio State,
Penn State.
Notre Dame, it was Notre Dame. USC was in there a lot.
USC was in there. Yeah.
But from top to bottom, that's where I think you see the SEC rule. I mean, you know, you were talking about Kiffin, 10-year contract extension. Yeah. How many years do you think he'll do one. That 10-year? I think next year, after next year, don't you?
I don't know. I think he likes it. You know, I think his brother's defensive coordinator and his dad's football.
Well, he doesn't need
film
to be.
Film watcher or whatever.
He may like not being in such a pressured
situation.
And he's
got his family there. He's going to build that program. I mean, it's already
he's
better.
He's right there on the beach, got him a boat.
It's going to be a good place to play football.
And they'll have to tell them to leave the Conference USA. Yep. I mean, they'll
get tired of them.
Yeah.
I tell you, you bring up a good point with what they were able to do. I mean, they win their bowl game by 50, and it's like Conference USA better be on the lookout because that's – if he builds some kind of dynasty right there, it's going to be trouble for everybody to be playing for second.
Well, it could, but then if that league elevates itself, it could – you know, the Pac-10 and all that stuff out there, it may be secondary to them. Because Florida can recruit. There's, you know, those teams, those schools, because there are a bunch of football players in Florida. And it's just – and they just keep coming. So,
well, they were talking about that the other day, how just in the state of Tennessee, over the past 10 years, how the state of Tennessee's rank of high school, quality high school players is, you know, gone from like 30-something to top 20.
Yeah.
the programs in the mid-state and Tennessee area really growing.
You're talking about 20th out of all the out of states?
Yes.
And so you got Texas in there, you got Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio. Yeah, you got all those before
Georgia.
Us. Yeah.
Georgia.
And most of the South, I'd
Georgia,
say.
Yeah.
You know.
Everything in the South, you know. Alabama, Georgia, even Mississippi, the South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, Louisiana's a big state. Arkansas. In Tennessee. Yeah, Kentucky's behind us. I know that. Not many come out of there.
Well, Akron was playing the other night on TV. Who they were playing? Is that who FAU was playing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were talking about Akron. They were talking about their recruiting base. He recruits Northern, Ohio, and Florida.
Yeah.
that's the two places he goes.
Who's the coach?
Who's one of the Bowden boys.
It's not Tommy. Which one is it?
It's the younger one.
It was the one that was at Auburn, right?
Yeah.
Terry. Terry yeah. Bowden's the coach there. Yeah.
Well, Middle Tennessee gets a lot of their football recruits out of Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of Stockstill's favorite places to go.
I think he signed 11 the other day, and I would think about 9 of them were from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's okay. Leave Tennessee for Austin Peay. The other big story in the state of Tennessee, Austin Peay getting left out of that.
Well, hold on
playoff.
To that thought. Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more Primetime Sports, our end-of-the-year special presented by Ideas Tees.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building. And then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Online at carpetsbyosborne.net. Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad next to Tire World.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
Where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust. They put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
I'm dreaming of a white
just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
That's old Bing. Bing Crosby. Remember those Christmas specials?
Yep.
I keep thinking y'all are my age, but you're too young.
Yeah.
Clark doesn't even remember. Doesn't even know who Bing Crosby is, probably.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I remember the Osmonds Christmas specials. Remember
those? Yeah. Andy Williams and all those guys. Yeah. They're playing some of those on those MeTV and some of that. They're showing some of those old Christmas. I saw Perry Como one the other night. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Perry Como. Brian, you know who Perry Como is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Isn't that the guy who had the detective show? I'm just kidding. That's Perry Mason.
Have you watched any Christmas specials? Did you watch Gwen Stefani the other night? It's a little different than
Perry Como.
Yes. I watched it, and Carla said, "Are you going to watch that?" Yeah. It was actually pretty good. I like her. She's a good girl.
Yeah, I watched Josh Groban. I think he had some kind of special on the other night. But, you know, when we used to watch Rudolph.
Yes.
I watched Rudolph.
But, you know, something in the translation now just kind of doesn't jive like it did when I was seven. You know, I used to love that. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
And that monster
great.
Used to scare me
when
I was a kid.
Yeah.
That was 1964, and it's still going.
Who was the narrator for Rudolph?
Burl Ives.
Mm-hmm. Burl Ives, yep.
Yeah, he was the snowman, too. I mean, he was that little snowman guy. Yeah.
That's great. And then Frosty
was... Holly Jolly. Yeah.
Frosty was a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, Frosty's Frosty. A good
and then always Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Yeah.
They got to be three of the top. There's probably one we've
My favorite out. Charlie Brown's It's a Great Pumpkin. That's my favorite one. But Linus believes in the Great Pumpkin.
The Premier 6 Movie Theater has been showing some of those older movies. Like Christmas Vacation was one. Yeah. I think they've got Elf and Home Alone going now, where you can watch it on the big screen, some of those older movies.
That theme song to Christmas Vacation. I just Lindsey Buckingham, you know. That was a great one. But
Wonderful Life. You got to watch that. You know.
Oh yeah.
That's a great one. And then now on Turner, All Day Christmas, A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And everybody has to watch that all day long.
I don't know, but I think your wife does too. But my daughter is really into the Hallmark movies that start like in September or something like that.
I only have 20% of my DVR left because of all that mess.
Yeah.
you have to tape them because there's so many commercials in those movies.
I know it.
You have to tape them or you can't stand to watch them.
Well, that's interesting because that's what my wife's going to do. She said, I'm going to watch Hallmark tonight. Not listen to this show. I can't believe it.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
I said, okay, what's going to happen? A businesswoman from out of town is going to go to a small town. And I read this on the internet the other day. Is going to not believe in love or
Christmas.
The true meaning of Christmas and meet a guy there who's trying to save the family business, fall in love. She saves the business, happy ever after.
That's
and over
wife,
and over.
Your wife
and over.
Cries.
And
every
she cries.
Time.
And she doesn't like the guy at the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah. Some antagonistic stuff there. Yeah.
That's true.
So have you seen Star Wars, though, if we're talking movies?
No, I haven't. I want to, though.
It's good.
It's good.
I heard this one was based on a true story.
Okay, well, I've heard a different. I've heard a little negative response to that movie.
Really?
Depends if you're a Star Wars, like, nerd.
Yeah.
You, you probably don't like it. But if you just like going to the movies and like Star Wars, it was great. Yeah. There's a couple of cheesy parts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell that guy and that Clark said you were a nerd on that.
I know plenty of Star Wars nerds.
Yeah. They thought it was a disappointment, I think. They didn't feel like it was
strong. I've heard that it was a good movie and they liked it.
Well, I mean, that's why I've heard that, too.
And they've said whoever wrote that one, they want them to write the next one, too. Whoever, I mean, I don't know. Did they write that or just make it up?
Well, you stay on the internet a lot, don't you? I saw that, too.
Well, actually, that maybe.
Facebook.
My son.
Yeah,
told me that. Because he was like, are y'all going to see it? No.
Oh,
not right now.
My family, we had to go on Thursday before it came out on Friday. So at the late.
No. Well, they're my assistant principal. They wore T-shirts, too.
Wow.
But now I'm going to have to say this, guys, and don't take it personally, but I've never been a Star Wars guy, never, ever. And I was forced to watch it watched the first three.
Yeah.
Now, I had to say, I kind of liked them.
The first three were great.
Yeah.
After that, not so much.
I could see you be more of a Lost in Space guy.
No.
You know?
No science fiction.
No Lost in Space.
Mm.
Well, this second
I'm a superhero guy.
I was going to say, Superman?
Yeah, Superman, Batman.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
77, 78, Star Wars, Superman. Those were good movies then. Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what anybody says. Tobey Maguire was the best Spider-Man. I don't care. I don't care how many people play him. He was the best for what the comic book called for. He
not Andrew best. Garfield?
No.
I'm sorry.
Now, this kid they've got now that's playing him, he's kind of... But he's they've almost made him too young, too goofy and young. Peter Parker was Tobey Maguire. It was perfect. When they casted him, I said, that's the best I've ever seen. And the Spider-Man 2 is better than any of them. Spider-Man 2 is the best one.
That the one with the
Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, and the Black Spider-Man.
No, that was Spider-Man 3. That was the worst
okay.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the worst
one. I didn't
like
that.
Yeah, it was
all.
Terrible. Toby should have
quit. Y'all see a lot of movies.
No, really, I don't.
No.
I don't watch them much anymore.
My wife doesn't like going to movies.
Yeah. I haven't seen Wonder Woman. Now, Brian, if you want to talk movies, Brian is the man.
Wonder Woman's great.
Yeah, and it's the best DC movie they've had, right?
The
Justice League, was it good?
Justice League was pretty good.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman
was there something
a great
wrong
movie.
With Superman's... they did something CG with him because he had a mustache for another role and he didn't look the same? Or
He had on a beard. Or he had a beard for another role that he had to finish, and they were still taping or whatnot. And there was
really?
Some CG stuff that
really
was
they couldn't have waited till the movie. Really,
apparently,
could
what
you tell
a man can't grow a mustache in 2 days? Anyway,
yeah, I mean, really.
Well, my son noticed.
Yeah.
Big critic.
Yeah, he's a Star Wars guy too, though. He's the epitome of all of it. Your son,
that's cool.
Superhero, Star Wars, any of that? Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, that
oh, yeah.
kind of thing.
Any
so,
of that.
It is hard to make a sequel, though, that is ever as good as the first one. I mean, really. But
do you know that there
except
been,
The Godfather.
He counted it up. My son's 18. I think there have been 9 Spider-Man movies since he was born.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason. Problem
well,
with Spider-Man.
Bit,
well,
yeah.
they're in business to make money, so they've got that whatever that Spider-Man thing going. They got the Star Wars thing, and people don't go watch it once. They go watch it 10 times.
Well, they've been and
they're making a lot of money off.
There've been probably 9 Batman movies too.
Yeah,
I'm sure they have.
People are into that.
You know, so
yeah.
Well, now I think he's probably no. That's counting Ben Affleck. That's probably 11 or 12 now. But that's amazing.
Well, if you go all the way back, I mean, it'd be about my young adulthood.
You mean Michael Keaton, the best Batman that ever was? Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or the original Batman? Remember that one? Bam.
Adam West.
Adam West.
You know, we killed an entire spot. And we haven't talked about sports at all. But I guess this was our movie part of the program.
This is the lifestyle.
We can go to sports movies.
Let's go to sports movies.
What's the best sports movie you've ever seen?
Ooh, The Natural. I love The Natural.
Remember the Titans.
Oh, now, you going football, it's going baseball.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, let's do baseball.
I've got two that are... Are we going to say that we want to do it by sport? We'll do it by sport.
We can do it.
Best football movie.
Yeah, Remember the Titans is pretty good.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah. We Are Marshall, but I mean...
We Are Marshall.
Both of them were based on true
stories.
Boy,
that
stories.
Was so sad, though. That thing really...
I think about that
depressed.
Whenever I hear that Marshall, you know, like they came to town.
Yeah, it was...
I thought about that.
McConaughey was good in that, though.
Yeah.
He was really good in that. So you don't think some of those football movies?
Rodney Story,
some of those older
Ronald Reagan,
Rudy
was a good
one. Oh gosh, that's probably one of my all time favorites. A League of Their Own was pretty good.
That's a baseball movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're on football now.
Well,
you can't go into a different.
I didn't know we were mixing.
Which one was the kids in it? That movie, baseball movie. Ball goes
Sandlot.
Over the fence. Sandlot's pretty good. Just
okay,
a,
now we're into baseball. Yeah. Okay, football. Okay, so we're all in agreement. Remember
so
the Titans.
Back to going to football, going
one,
the longest yard.
Remember the Titans.
The original.
Now, what makes
yard.
Remember Burt the Reynolds. Titans so good? What makes it so good? Well, I'm going to say Denzel. Denzel's in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I think everybody would like. I mean. Would like
teamwork.
For kids to work together like that, regardless of their backgrounds and where they're from. And I think, you know, that team, and I'm sure they, you know, added some things in there for a movie, but really and truly, that team got along well. And that was at a time that, you know, desegregation was taking place. And that happened at that school. And those, well, Denzel, the original, whoever the coach was, I can't remember his name, but brought those kids together, and you know, they played really well and got along well, made a statement.
It was a little sad. Some of that was sad at the end about the kid. But Denzel,
I'm going to have to say Rudy would be my favorite.
Rudy,
out of all those, with Waterboy a close second.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I like Waterboy. Okay, we've established the top three. Remember the Titans, Rudy, and Waterboy. Okay,
The Blind Side was good.
Oh no, I've got one. Burt Reynolds, The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard.
Yeah, that may be one of my favorite.
Yeah, that original Longest Yard. Burt was in both. Remember?
Yeah,
the second one with Adam Sandler
as the coach and as the player.
The remake was not very good.
But Bert
actually could play football. You know, Bert, that's what made that so realistic. Yeah.
I've heard he played at Florida State. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going golf?
No, wait. Now I'm going. Let's go to the top sports.
Okay.
Okay. Keep it under. I'm going to try to control this program tonight. It's going way off the board. Okay. Let's go basketball. I already know mine. But what basketball? Basketball movie.
You going Space Jam?
No, I'm not going with Space Jam. Although Jordan was great in it. Then I got another question.
I may not have the title exactly right, but it was Glory Road.
Mm-hmm.
Was probably the best
good one. Good one. I forgot about that.
And that was a Texas
Wesleyan. Texas Wesleyan
that beat Kentucky. I don't know if it was Wesleyan beat Kentucky, and you know they had it was another one of those movies that happened or was the setting was in that time of desegregation.
Yeah. Anybody?
Everybody's going to say Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Hoosiers. I actually watched that with one of my basketball players, when Gene Hackman, who was great in that,
that was a good movie.
He said, "I love you guys, man." I mean, I'm like,
yeah.
Of course, you know, Clark and I.
I showed it to my basketball teams.
Yeah,
is that the only two basketball movies? I don't know.
Teen Wolf, Michael Jackson. Yeah. That was pretty good.
There are a lot of basketball movies. What I don't like about basketball movies, if they don't look like they play basketball, it ruins it for me.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf with his little, shot at the foul line. I'm like going, please, really? Yeah. He's going to bring him back.
With the dog that played basketball, what was that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't seen the movie Glory Road, it's pretty good. It came out about mid-2000s or so.
What was the name of the school, does it say?
Texas.
Well, it might have been Wesleyan.
Texas Western College.
Yeah,
Western College. Western. Yeah.
Josh Lucas was the head coach,
mm-hmm.
and Don Haskin played him in that movie.
They had a lot of good young actors in that too that played the basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
That's football, baseball.
No,
basketball.
No. We haven't finished baseball yet.
Oh, we haven't.
No, there was one that was mentioned.
Just the natural.
Baseball, the natural.
And then
there's another one out there, and I had it on my mind until we started.
Field
of Dreams.
Field of Dreams was good. Do you remember back years ago it would come on like, they were black and white. Like they would have the Dizzy Dean story. They'd have
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
You know, and they would have all these different baseball, about true baseball players and heroes and things like that. And then there was one with a Disney movie that came out where the Nutty Professor type thing where he had the potion that made
Son
the
of Flubber
made the ball miss the bat.
Ray Milland was in that. That's right.
Watching that as a kid, just amazed. I can't remember
the name of the movie, but I remember
sports
that movie.
Sports movies are the best, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Yeah, there was another good baseball movie, Field of Dreams, Natural. I say Natural, but there's one more out there that was on the tip of my tongue. I was going to have to. I'll think of it before this show's over. But
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham's a great one, yeah.
Here's one that is fairly recent that I enjoyed, maybe the last sports movie that I went to see. Brad Pitt played in the Moneyball.
Oh, yeah.
About the
Moneyball was
Oakland A's. Yeah.
That was a very informational movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like, oh, okay.
But I always thought that one was pretty good. Disney has done a lot of baseball movies, too. Angels in the Outfield, The Rookie. Those are some Disney movies.
Rookie of the Year, where the 12-year-old, the 10-year-old can throw a fastball.
And then what's the one with the wild thing in it?
Oh, yeah, Major League.
Now, are you thinking of the Bad News Bears from the mid-70s?
No, I'm thinking it was
Bad News Bears.
It's a dramatic movie.
And that's a good one.
Hit it on the tip of my tongue.
The original Bad News Bears.
Yeah, that was mid-70s.
But the music in The Natural.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the artistic look of that movie was beyond, I mean, it was unbelievable. And Robert Redford was perfect for that part. And even though, you know, he was like, I think, 45 when he did that movie, playing a 37 or 38-year-old guy, but it was pretty awesome.
They did one on the Jackie Robinson story, too, called 42.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, Harrison Ford was real good in that, yeah. And
so is this a recent movie that you're
now there's a movie with Kevin Costner in it. It's not about any of the major sport, but he's running track. They're running.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great movie. And it was in Mexico, and they won the state title, but nobody had ever done that before. He didn't really want to be there, but he'd gotten in trouble, and that was a great movie. I really loved that movie. It ended great, so... I don't know, Brian. I'll have to think about it. Let's take a break. That was the movie portion. In just a few minutes, we'll look back at some television programs that have been exciting to us here as we continue with, I guess, the year in review. I'm really not sure anymore. Stay with us.
We do it your way, Sir Pizza.
Happy birthday, Sir Pizza. The best pizza in Murfreesboro turns 50. That's right, Sir Pizza is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and it's time to rediscover the Sir Pizza difference at one of their three local locations. The freshest ingredients cut into square slices. It's thin crust heaven. The King's Feast, Royal Feast, all of your favorites are available on East Main Street, Memorial Boulevard between the VA and Sportscom, and on South Church at Veterans. Sir Pizza, celebrating 50 years.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens, 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.
Parks Auction, we handle everything.
The auction is a means of drawing people together for a quick, easy sale.
I've always been a big fan of auctions. You know, you get instant sale, no contingencies and everything. I've known the guys over there my entire life.
Visit our website at ParksAuction.com. To learn more.
Call Parks Auction at 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports. Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands, just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Twas getting close to Christmas and all shoppers in town were poised to save money at sales all around. So jump in your car or come by your feet. You'll find Raider Tees on Richley Road behind Chewy's on Broad Street. Deals abound for True Blue fans only at Raider Tees. Save big on all MTSU gear to fit all of your needs. Buy $50 and receive a free MT Santa hat or stocking. We know these discounts may seem kind of shocking. We heard MT fans exclaim as they drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a True Blue night.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
And we welcome you back. We're to the almost to the second hour of Primetime Sports, and we have covered most movies and, you know, sports, but we've talked about what we thought was the biggest headline, and I never got Clark's. And Clark, you may think the Tennessee one is too, and I kind of think I'm kind of in agreement with Steve. It was pretty big. And anybody got a different one of the round that would have had that big of an effect?
In terms of national story, no. I mean, I think there are some big local stories.
Well, let's hear them, Brian. Here, well, let's throw a couple out there.
Two kind of come to mind. Riverdale girls winning the state championship, back-to-back national championship last year. They're obviously probably favored to do that. They still haven't lost a game and are playing maybe some of the toughest competition in the country out in Phoenix right now this week. And they won
their first game.
Yeah, by double digits. Mm-hmm. So, and
they know how to put it in that other gear, too, when they're playing somebody that's – yeah. That's a big, really important quality about a team like that. Can when the competition's tougher and tougher and tougher, they keep going to another level when they play them.
I think the other one would be the Middle Tennessee men's basketball team winning a NCAA tournament game second year in a row and getting to that second round. I thought that was big, and it's really kind of propelled that program to sustainability of keeping it in the, you know, in the top level of CUSA and NCAA tournament berths, hopefully, and a lot of notoriety. So I think those are two big local stories.
Well, the win over Michigan State was huge.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and that kind of kept them, and then they were able to duplicate that the following this past year.
It's the quality of players that they're getting, like Ja'Cory Williams last year, for mm-hmm. instance. You know, you probably don't get that kind of a player unless you make some noise in the NCAA tournament. They want that spotlight if they're going to come in for just a year or two. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest difference that it does for you. If you can get a ringer or two every year, it makes a big difference.
Which just goes to show you, even at the college level, we talk about the high school level, if you get the – right kid come into your program, it makes a huge difference.
Well, yeah, for you're talking about for your season or to create a pipeline, even, you know, like recruiting, you know, that kid goes home, he talks about, yeah, we went to the tournament, we beat Michigan State, those type of things build. So
it does your recruiting for you.
It
really
does your recruiting for you. Like Alabama doesn't have to recruit now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had to tell kids no. You're not coming here.
Clemson, same thing.
Same
you know,
thing, yeah.
Just by winning a national championship.
There ain't
helps.
No begging going on there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you look locally. We talk about the Will Hoyt boy going to Siegel this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a difference. Although, I mean, the record wasn't as good as they would hope to, but
he stepped in.
You bring in a kid rushing for 2,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just changes their whole outlook on their season.
Yeah, and he was a special running back. I mean, he was very special. Yeah, it changed everything. Siegel needed that boost this year.
Or Savion Davis at Riverdale. I mean, Mr. Football makes a huge difference. They're probably not in that playoff mix where they were without him. And Siegel's not there knocking on the door with a chance, I don't think, either, of getting in the playoffs without Will Hoyt.
That's right, yeah. Savion Davis, Mr. Football, that's pretty good. We've had a lot of Mr. Footballs from – Rutherford County. Though.
And Master Lots. Teague's injury was another huge thing.
Yeah.
It kind of went the other way for them, even though they made the playoffs and that kind of thing. But, boy, you took him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's huge. I mean, what they could do offensively. And so there you go. But
who signed with Ohio State yesterday, I guess?
Yeah.
Or was that the day before?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday, yeah.
And I guess we need to talk about, you know, the run that Stewart's Creek baseball had, runner-up in the state.
Yeah, that's kind of in there. I've got those several things listed, but that's one of them. You know, they were state runner-up in baseball, just ran out of arms there at the end. But, man, what a run. And it back-to-back year. Siegel won it all the year before. Stewart's Creek, mm-hmm. runner-up the next year, you know.
Stewart's Creek would have won it if they hadn't had to go extra innings to win that one game.
I think you're right. And, you know, the baseball pitch count thing that came in this year, it really affected the state tournament. I think that's where we really saw that. I think the rules have been tweaked a little bit, but I think it's going to be another strong year. Siegel may be the baseball team to beat again.
Oakland is really young, and they've got some good arms. Baseball is kind of dependent on injuries and things like that. Boy, you can lose one or two there. Football, maybe you can recover. You know, maybe you can, you know, continue because it's such a team sport. But baseball is individual. And if that guy can't go out there and throw, you know, every 3 days or whatever it is, it makes it rough. So,
were we going to go through these few things? Is that kind of what you were looking at doing? And is going through some of the top things for the year during this segment, or do you want to save that here for the next one?
Well, I was going to save it, but then we started talking about it, so
I got you.
We'll save it. We'll just keep going.
Why don't I do a TOA highlight, and then we can take a break and jump
all right,
into that.
That'll be fine, Brian. And you just go ahead and take over.
Is that okay with you, Clark? They didn't ask me.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, well, Brian.
That's fine.
Brian really wasn't asking me. He was just changing gears.
It's kind of like, you know, pigskin picks. They don't ask us.
They don't ask us.
Yeah, we got to save time for that, too. Big presentation and all. But Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight is highlighting Blackman's senior running back, Master Teague, who did sign with Ohio State yesterday, and Siegel senior offensive lineman, Maxwell Yama, who signed with South Carolina yesterday as well. Those from the early signing period in football, so we want to salute them from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, the doctors and staff at TOA are here for you online at toa.com. Our special year-end review edition of Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees continues here on News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Northville Boulevard.
Here with Jeff Mullins, and you were telling me about some exciting jewelry brands.
We are the dealer in Middle Tennessee for Lafon. It is a line of jewelry that's very well priced and affordable. And also Southern Gates. I can tell you by experience, my wife absolutely loves it.
The Mullins family have been Rutherford County's jewelry experts for three generations.
Jay Mullins Jewelry, 352 West Northville Boulevard, next to CJ's Restaurant.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
I've got a friend who I depend on every day, who for years has made my world a brighter place.
A friend who turns on the lights and knows just what to do to warm up all the winter months and keep my summer cool. Every year, every day, every hour, Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue, and Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing,
and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Now that's Gwen Stefani? Is that who that is?
That's talent right there. Just that's talent.
Is she the one that's the girlfriend of...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton actually accompanies her.
I get her and Christina Aguilera. I get them mixed up sometimes, you know, because they kind of sing alike a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You know, but... So that was Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, nice Christmas show, huh?
Can we go back? Yes. Thank you. We could go back to some of the oldie Christmas songs, you know.
Oh, I've got one coming up.
Why do you point to me like, let's go to the oldies? I mean,
we were just close. Yeah. We keep an eye on you in case you fall off the stool.
Brian, I want you to look this one up.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me by Elvis, but with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Okay? Let's see if it's on there. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Elvis, Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me.
Okay?
And when you find it, let me know.
The Royal
Philharmonic Orchestra.
Okay.
It's a new release that they've done. They have updated all his songs with an orchestra back.
Without there. His permission, I might add.
Yes, without his permission. Yeah. I'm sure
over
probably,
his dead body.
But over but not without Priscilla's. Priscilla had to.
Oh, she owned all that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that they even can determine, I mean, there is a, you go through a process to become an official Elvis impersonator, and Graceland does that? I mean,
wow.
To be certified as an Elvis impersonator?
Wow.
It's amazing, just to think.
So if I do this, if I do Elvis for the Teacher Talent Show, do I have to get permission?
I don't think you have the seal of approval.
Certifiable.
So I'm a rogue. I'm a rogue Elvis impersonator.
You're a rogue.
I've got this great plan. I'm gonna do Elvis as if he were 80. And so I've ordered a 5X suit, and hoping I can get in that. So it should be great. Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't that big now.
No, I'm talking about me.
For today's standards, how fat America is,
yeah.
He wasn't even fat. He looked in shape.
But he was in pretty bad at the end. But
he was swole up, though.
Yeah. It was all puffy.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily just, you know.
Just peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
He had worked out that day. I mean, he had worked out that day.
I love those things.
Oh, that day.
He worked out the day that he died. He'd been playing racquetball and stuff. So.
Yeah.
But he did look puffy, just really bad.
Exercise will kill you.
You boys, you know, you got to have some respect for the dead now. Yeah, Elvis is gone, you know. Thank you very much. But where are we? I've lost control. Brian, just take over and host this show for a few minutes. I've lost control of it, okay? Go ahead.
Well, let me throw out some coaching stuff, because there's been a lot of local coaching changes.
We need to talk about that
here in the last year. Right in the first of the year, Michael Copley was named the head coach at Siegel.
Correct.
Alan Bush resigned as the girls basketball coach at Siegel. Sean Middleton was named basketball coach. Perry Lyons stepped down as softball coach at Siegel, and Sean Middleton was named to that position as well. Don Barger is the boys basketball coach at Stewart's Creek. And, of course, Kit Hartsfield was named yesterday, I guess it was, new head football coach at Blackman High School. So that's just a few of the highlights of the coaching changes around.
Yeah, and all those are good hires, too. I mean, Copley came in. I mean, Siegel, for his first year, he had a phenomenal season, I think. I mean, I know they want to win more games and they want to, you know, be in the playoffs, but they had a good season. Of course, you know, they got a good move in there at the beginning of the season.
Coaching has changed, though, in the last 10 years. I mean, kids specialize in year-round work, off-season conditioning, training. You know, these coaches, they really don't have a off-season.
They don't.
That's why they had to make them go to a dead period just to make them stop practicing.
Yeah, make them rest.
Well, I think of Coach Middleton. He's got girls basketball and softball, and you know, they're both doing some form of conditioning or the season. Those, because you go right from a winter sport to a spring sport, so that's got to be pretty tough.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what you see talking about, you know, the students, the athletes specializing, you know, coaches are almost specializing now too. But, you know, like Sean Middleton, I know he's also has a couple of state championship football rings.
Yeah.
So he's been a football coach.
He's got a state championship softball ring,
too. He's got a state championship softball ring, and he's coached girls basketball. So he's a coach. That's what coaches used to do. You didn't have as many coaches as we had. Of course, schools weren't as big. Sports weren't as I guess the length of the seasons weren't as long, and all the kids played every sport. So, yeah, Middleton might be the granddaddy of coaches still left in Rutherford County that can coach everything. So let's age him just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he ages himself well enough. Anyway.
I don't know any other coach. Yeah, he does. Any other coaches that are coaching two major sports.
Right. Somebody might pick up golf. Somebody might pick up tennis or
golf. Really,
like but even that doesn't happen as much
that's
anymore.
Fun.
You know, so
go play golf every day. That's a good job. But yeah, there's not none of the assistant coaches may be doing a lot of that too.
Right.
You know, but I think it has changed. What about Kit Hartsfield at Blackman?
Well, I remember his playing days, so that kind of shows you how long I've been at this, when he played for Riverdale, and then caught back up with him when he was at Oakland Middle School when that program first started, and I think he did a fine job out there building that middle school program and getting it ready. Had a stint at the high school as well before he went over to Blackman as an assistant, so this will be his first head coaching job as on the high school level. And I think while he was there, David put a lot of responsibilities on the young man.
Yeah, and he left Oakland to go to Blackman to be a coordinator. So, I mean, that was a natural, you know, it was a matter of time. He was going to be a head coach somewhere. So,
right.
Why not Blackman?
What a big opportunity.
Great opportunity. And surround himself with some good coaches. I'm sure that they'll lose some and add some. So he'll have opportunity to pick some of those guys. And he already knows who's there working for him now. So
right. Well, the cotton is pretty tall in coaching and high school football in Rutherford County. So to say I'm sure that it's not lost on him the opportunity that he's got and the big shoes he's got to fill just within the coaching ranks here. And you know, he's young. He's got the spark
they're getting
and energy.
Younger, and
yeah,
I mean, the guy at Oklahoma is 30, isn't he? Maybe
30 something. Yeah,
he's
low 30s.
They're all young. I mean, the kids are on they're on the fast track to the head coaching. I just don't know if they can do it for 30 years like the old guys used to do. You know, it's going to be hard. Gary Rankin's coached for what, 40?
Yeah.
Of course, it's easier to coach when you win. What, 20 state championships, whatever.
He's working on the – he's got
he's
rings
got 13
for both,
or 14 of
both hands.
He's working on toes.
Working on toes now, yeah. So coaching carousel is where we've gotten to.
You're doing great.
Coaching changes here in 2017. Maybe we should take the first part of the year in winter sports last year, 2017, start of that. Riverdale girls, we mentioned that, winning the state championship, national championship, but the Oakland boys getting to the state tournament, where they had been many, many times with Randy King as the head coach, and John, just to get back to the state tournament, I think that goes to show you that it's really, really difficult in high school basketball, but Oakland boys did it last year.
Yeah, it's hard to get there, and it's hard to win the thing. I mean, really, I keep going back to the year Barry and Blackman went to, was it Brentwood they played? They had a lead at halftime, and Brentwood came and shot like 12 threes in a row.
All right, so that was 2013, I think, the year that they got beat. And then the next year, 2014, they won it all.
And that just goes to show you, Brentwood, on paper, it looked like Blackman would have no problem with them. They were waiting to get to the next opponent. But they just shot lights out. And so it's hard to, you know, it's hard to get there, but it's also hard to win the thing. And
I remember Jennifer Grandstaff. She's been there twice, finished runner-up a couple of times. But I remember when she went, the early years, and that was when you had to get past Shelbyville to get there. And that was hard enough within the region. And then Jess could not hit a shot in the second half versus Sevier County in the state championship game. And, I mean, had a lead, came out in the second half, and Jess couldn't hit the shot. And, basketball is a tough game in that regard.
Well, you mentioned the Blackman teams, and, of course, I know it's early on, but the boys right now are playing really good basketball for Blackman. They're undefeated.
They look really good.
They're going to be hard to beat. Riverdale's going to give them a big challenge. Riverdale's only lost one game, boys.
They've got good size, and most of the teams are a little bit on the small side, except Blackman and except Riverdale. Everybody else has got a little bit of issues with height.
Well, Riverdale is helped when you got a 6'10 kid out there. You know, that helps a lot with height.
But it's going to be an exciting boys. But when you go talking about going back and winning state titles, when you've got what Riverdale has done, the girls have done, is pretty amazing. Because you get there and then you win it, and they always seem to be playing at their best when they get there. And I do think it's the level of competition they play all across the country, and they played in every kind of atmosphere they could possibly play in. To be quite honest with you, in my opinion, the state tournament's probably let down. I mean, for some of the teams they're playing, you know.
Well, 2 years ago, for instance, when Crystal Dangerfield was in her senior year at Blackman, Anastasia Hayes was a junior at Riverdale. Man, those were some girls' basketball battles, I'm telling you. And then, you know, just all it takes is one upset, and there were two in that district tournament where Stewart's Creek and Oakland pulled the upsets, changed the whole bracket of the region, and then Riverdale and Blackman were playing in the region semifinals, and Riverdale pulled off that win. From then on, they haven't been touched. Since that game, they marched right through the state tournament, won by double digits in every game they played. State championship game probably was the region semifinals 2 years ago. And last year, Stewart's Creek, I want to make sure we mention them, Stewart's Creek girls get to the state tournament for the first time. And when you get there, it's tough, especially for a first time. I would probably go out on a limb and say they were probably the second best team in that tournament last year, but had a tough game, lost in overtime, and that's one that's going to hurt for a while. But girls basketball is really the king of high school sports in terms of the level that it's being played right now, I think.
Yeah, you got some good coaches. Yeah. I mean, you've really got some really good coaches. You know, Grandstaff's great. Lindy King can coach. You know, Kaufman, I'm going to leave somebody out. Jessica, I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to leave somebody out. But there's some really good coaches, boys and girls.
Right.
And, you know, it shows. It shows when they get the crunch time.
Well, I think there are going to be some very deep runs for girls and boys here.
Well, speaking of that, about the girls, the Lady Vols, I'll go to you, Clark. 11-0.
And really haven't played great yet. But
what's the difference?
Playing well. Well, you got those four freshman girls coming in. They're contributing. The two seniors are playing really, really well. Dunbar is playing really well. So it's a good mix. And they're not Connecticut level yet. Speaking of Dangerfield, you know, she's playing really well right now for Connecticut as a sophomore. So Tennessee's not Connecticut level, but they're getting back top five level, I think.
Well, I'm sure Anastasia helped that some. You know, she's one of those freshmen you're talking about. But it's good to see them get back. And because that's something that Tennessee, you speak of all the troubles they've had. We forget about they've struggled the last two or three years. And that they need that to come back. And, you know, the baseball team hasn't been good. I mean, it hasn't been just been football.
Right.
And I'm glad the men's team is doing well. I mean, they're doing great.
I was at the games, you know, Sunday against North Carolina. They very well should have won that ball game. You know, they're a little young. They've got one senior. And it came down to crunch time, and North Carolina just knew how to finish, and Tennessee didn't. So it was a great game. And
they should do well in the SEC, though, I think. I mean,
you know, the SEC, though, is really improved. They may not, you know, 500 might be a good SEC year for them because there's a lot of good teams right now in the SEC playing across the board. So I'm going back up there for Kentucky here in about 2 weeks, so that'll be exciting. It was sold out the other day. It was great atmosphere, but
I haven't heard as much about Kentucky as we normally do. What's their deal?
They're still top 10, so.
But they're not, they're like
they
really 7th, 8th.
They haven't played very many big games yet.
Yeah.
I think they had one or two big
games. Are they all young? Or
I mean, he brings in all
freshmen?
His, pretty much.
Yeah. He usually keeps about two, doesn't he? Or two of them decide maybe to stay with the sophomores.
Yeah. I'm not as good as everybody else around here, so I'll stay another year.
Yeah. That kind of works out. So, but it's good to see Tennessee, with girls especially, get back in that and kind of get a little name again like they used to.
It's like football and everything else. It's recruiting. Can you get the players in and can you coach them up? You know, if you get quality athletes and you can coach, you can.
Have we had a kid go from when's the last recruit from Rutherford County basketball? We had one lately. To go to, you know, SEC school.
Other than Dangerfield is a girl, Hayes. And then Hayes is at Tennessee, and so is
girls, we've had that. I know that we had the other girl went to Ole Miss from Oakland.
What's the girl from Blackman at UT right now, too? I've lost her name all of a sudden.
Middleton, but I think she left.
No, from Blackman.
She's Riverdale.
You mean at Middle?
No, she's at Tennessee. She plays for that's bad, a Tennessee fan. Can't remember the girl's name from Blackman is there.
But no boys.
Have we had a boy in Murfreesboro?
I'm trying Mimi to think. Jackson.
Mimi Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah. Have we had a boy in many years? I mean, even when I was playing, and I played against the quarter boys who I thought were phenomenal athletes.
We did have
then.
One at Blackman that went to Tennessee, but he left. I forget his name.
Well, he didn't play basketball there, though, right?
Yeah, we did. I can't. His dad was a coach.
I was thinking
Cumbra.
Of Juwan.
Nope. Juwan didn't, but he was on state championship.
I tell you who's having a good time up at University of Tennessee. That's Brad Woodson.
Yeah.
I saw Brad this summer and got to talk to him just for a second, his dad. And, you know, he was getting ready to head to Europe. And he's learning a lot. He's probably going to be a basketball coach, most likely. And, he's traveling all over the country.
You know, he's the kind of kid, he soaks that up. He'll soak it up. I mean, all that, you know, he's got his dad, and now he's learning under Rick Barnes. You know, he's destined, I'm afraid, if he goes into education of any kind. So,
I saw him on the bench the other night, just having a good old time, enjoying himself and getting to practice. And
Coach Barnes loves him, too.
He
really loves him. So
they're just so deep. Poor Brad ain't going to see the floor this year very much, I don't think.
They are deeper. They are deeper. He's done a good job.
He plays 10, 11 kids.
Well, let's take a break. We've kind of lost direction. I came back in. I lost direction, Brian. You had him gearing in the right thing. We started talking about
it's Brian's fault.
Yeah, it's Brian's fault again. He just walked. Brian just walked off just a minute ago.
Yeah, pizza
at least I said
there.
I was walking back.
I was cleaning up the Good Neighbor Grill out there a little bit, straightening up.
We're going to take a break. The last 30 minutes or 34 minutes to come here on Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or whether you're buying or selling commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home, Parks Auctions, and helped us with that. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi there, 12 and home now, $15.
Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
DirecTV by Intersource.
To a certain extent, the national number or the national website is almost a competitor.
Andy DeGraw talks about why it's so important to call them directly.
Just because somebody in Rutherford County decides they're ready to make that switch, the only way that we're able to continue to do the things we do is when people actually call us.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv. Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright.
Christmas from all of us at WGNS.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Well, you know, I'm an Elvis guy. And I was really disappointed the reaction of Clark Blair to that while that whole entire song was being played. I'm over here like dancing, jumping up on the stool.
I'm not sure Elvis would like that.
And Clark is going, what's that little extra stuff in there? I don't like that. But it's not raw. It's not raw. That's correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of like it. It's just kind of moves. Like
Priscilla picked that out. Or
it
something.
Moves. No, Priscilla didn't pick that out.
It's like I can resell.
This whole show has been crazy tonight. These guys are out of control. I know they got out of school today. It's just affected them. I don't know.
You think?
Clark just walked off while ago. Just grabbed a piece of pizza. You walked off while ago. Well, I did too. But I did announce I was leaving.
I went during a break. Oh, there was a break.
Yeah.
I left during the show.
Yeah. But. Oh, man. Okay, let's talk about the Camellia Bowl. And, Brian, we have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Because you're just a plethora of information over there. What is a camellia?
A chameleon? No.
Define that.
It is a genus of flowering plant from Southern Asia.
There's some women that are named camellia.
Yeah.
Can I get origin?
And if you notice the
C-A.
The logo that they have is a flower. Uh-huh. And that's it almost reminded me of the Rose Bowl kind of logo a little bit. But it's a flower.
So we're supposed to want to buy them now.
Sure.
I mean, that's purely advertising, right? When you name a bowl, you get a sponsor.
Well, that's not the sponsor. Raycom Media was the sponsor. It was the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl.
But somebody's paying to put that out there, or they'd sell it to somebody else.
Well, I mean, the Rose Bowl is still the Rose Bowl, but it's got a corporate sponsor with it, too. So,
what was the announced attendance? MTSU had a great crowd.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might be able to find that, but there was a tremendous crowd down there.
Here's something that I found out, and I didn't know this, and I could be incorrect, but I'm usually always right. But
go with your gut.
I'm going to go with my gut. The bowls, all the bowls, I'm not sure about all of them, but many of them, they're privately owned by people.
Yeah. Like the Music City Bowl.
Because it was in the newspaper the other day, whoever the guy is, the chairman of that, makes $500,000, and that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
All year.
He's the Music City Bowl owner.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a bowl? I mean, are there any openings?
Well, is the field at Smyrna Middle School available?
Yeah, I was thinking. It is available. we could call it, why would Nissan not sponsor a bowl right there in Smyrna? I mean, they should, but no, they're not. But
the attendance, by the way, this is a fairly new bowl, started in 2014, and this was the highest attended year, 20,612.
Wow,
so that was the previous high was 20. Well, no, it was the second highest, 21,395. Appalachian State played in 2015 and 2016 in it,
and that bowl's been around
4 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you think they drew well mainly because of the timing of it? You know, the day.
Timing and just location.
Before Christmas and that kind of thing. Yeah, location was good.
If I wasn't heading to Knoxville, I was heading down there to watch the football game just because they were close.
Yeah.
That's what, Montgomery? Is that, where was it?
Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery.
They played at the Crampton Bowl.
And some of them probably headed to the beach
after
that, you know. Yeah. Whatever, head right down to Panama City.
And that was good for Middle. I mean, they, you know, for the season that they had, to get awarded a bowl like that.
And to
win
it.
It's great. And to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, to end on that note was outstanding.
Well, 7-6, you look at that record and think, well, that's not great, but you have to consider what they had to go through this year with the injuries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Stockstill back in the lineup after his injury, they won, was it 4 of their last 5 or 5 of their last 6 with the bowl game, I think. So, I mean, that's, to me, pretty impressive to be able to have that strong of a finish despite.
Well, they were on their way to a really great year,
I thought,
before the injuries. You know, I'm thinking nine wins, you know.
Yeah, with James and Stockstill out, you've got your 1-2 punch.
They probably weren't going to beat Kiffin and that powerhouse he's got, but, you know,
But speaking of James, were you surprised that he declared for the NFL draft?
Yeah.
I really was.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard Monty talking about that on All Sports Talk right before on the way in, and he kind of had that same reaction and then said, well, you know, with the injury this year, he's already graduated. He's already got his diploma. So why not test the waters and see, you know, is it going to benefit him to come back for another year or not?
And I'm sure he researched that, and he'll get an agent. And, you know, it's all about position and who's coming out this year.
Yeah.
So
his height is going to be the trouble for him, I think.
But, you know, nowadays with the slot receiver and how the NFL uses those slot guys, he could be a perfect fit for somebody.
Yeah.
He's got great hands.
Got to catch the ball, yeah.
And, you know, he's not afraid to go across the middle, make those quick catches because, you know, that's right up MTSU's alley, those quick catches that Brent throws all the time. So, and Brent graduated the other day, I saw, down there at the bowl game.
Does he come back for another year?
He's got another year.
Okay. That's what I thought. And I guess he will. I guess he'll come back.
Be great.
So as long as he's there and healthy, yeah.
they've
got a shot.
They lose four on the our defensive side of the ball, and they bring back all of their skill players offensively. So I mean, they've got a chance to have another special year, yeah, if they can get that injury bug at bay.
I always worry about Brent because that's an area that gets hit so much, and hopefully he can stay healthy. We're going to take a break. We've got three more to go. We've got three more breaks. We've got to take them. This is the first one. We continue with Primetime Sports, and we'll come back with the immortal hit, Rock Around the Christmas Tree.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special-made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Les Kessens Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
If you're a homeowner with a quarter acre or several, Les Kessens Feed Supply focuses on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in the box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Les Kessens Feed.
Family owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, inviting you to stop by, visit, and enjoy the country.
Customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Les Kessens Feed is also your place for local milk from the MTSU Dairy on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Les Kessens. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. There's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Murfield Boulevard.
Here with Jeff Mullins, and I'm sure that you get a lot of guys who come in and simply say, help me.
Yes, and we'll even let her know that it was your idea totally.
Helping us guys get the win, right?
Whether it be that special moment when you get engaged, you need an awesome wedding present for that new bride, something for Valentine's Day or graduations, we've got diamonds for all occasions.
Jay Mullins Jewelry, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, next to CJ's Restaurant.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. We're rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly.
I just wanted to see what would happen if he pointed and I didn't do anything. And the pointing got really severe.
It got aggressive, didn't it?
Yeah. Whoa. Gosh, it scared me there for a minute. His face was turning red. Wow. Boy, these, you know, when you're working a board and you're the engineer, you
demanding.
Gotta, yeah, you got to make sure that they get it right. Final segment, boys. This is your last chance to talk in 2017. So we're going to talk about what's on your mind or whatever and get that done. Somebody called and wanted to talk about the Braves. I will mention this a little bit. This is my final shot.
Yeah.
They've got a new general manager. John Coppolella did some really bad things, and so they've got a new one. Alex Anthopoulos, and the biggest thing they've done is they have traded Matt Kemp back to the Dodgers for about five people. I'm trying to simplify this. It's really just changing money. But Matt Kemp was 2 years. These guys that they all got for equal amount of money is only 1 year. So the Braves will have about $80 million to spend in 2019 when that really good free agent class comes up with Bryce Harper and Machado and all those guys. Whether they spend them, I doubt they will. Yeah,
they'll get the money.
Or will they get them? No. But they will have some resources for trades and that kind of thing. So that's the baseball talk there. Pretty much, I think, you're going to see Ronald Acuna come in, play right field. He's going to be awesome. He's a five-tool player. And hopefully Dansby will come back and play tough shortstop. And they got the Albies kid at second. Looking better, but not next year. I mean, I think next year will be about the same. But you'll see some pitching, young pitching start to come. All those studs they've got down on the farm will start coming in. You'll start seeing some excitement out of that. That's all I have to say. Steve, got anything you want?
No, go Braves. I mean...
Well, the Cardinals, they tried to get Stanton. They tried to get him.
I'm trying to become a Cardinal fan because I went to a game this summer.
Well, it's a good you and Rod can have a lot of conversation with that.
I enjoyed it. It's a good place to go to a game. If I went to the Brave game this next year, I'll be a Brave fan. Let's hop around.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm looking forward to, is going down and seeing the Braves earlier than I normally do. But I go to SunTrust Park, you know. I've never been, so, and if you go before I do, we're going to have a lot to talk about, buddy.
Well, we better plan our trip.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, and instead of let's plan it with John in mind, not Brian. I'm taking my family, but let's don't tell John. Okay, you and Dalton are going, and if they want to go, they're welcome to go with us.
Let's go.
It's always an adventure with Brian.
Are we going to go down and bat in the same day?
No,
we're going to spend the night.
We're going to spend
there?
The night, okay. Man. Yeah. And I've even got the hotel where I think we can spend it. It's a block from the stadium.
All right.
And by the way, Brian, will you this time bring like a weather monitor when we go through the tornado areas like we did that last time? So
yeah, I'll be there. I'm the weather monitor.
Yeah.
That was 98, 90, no.
Clark, reason I say, you remember when spring break used to be in April?
Yes,
you guys remember that?
It
was great in April. The weather was usually always good. And the Braves, it was the first. It was always the
you
first.
You could catch open winter. Day every once
in a while. Yes. But now, you can't do it unless you take a day off. And, you know, we don't do those kind of things,
no.
Fellas. No. Well, some maybe do for football, but not baseball. but it's exciting. I can't wait to go. But that's what I'm saying. So I'm looking forward to that in 2018. Let's make this the topic real quick. 2018, what's something big you think is going to happen? Let's predict. Football, high school football.
I mean, I think Oakland will be the team to beat again. I mean, I just really think that, you know, from their freshmen up, and including their middle school, they've got some players in the pipeline.
Well, and they still bring back a lot of experience.
They bring back a lot of experience next year, and, you know, they're – Coach Creasy, what does this make, like his fourth, maybe next year be his fifth year? I mean, he's been there, so he's established.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They've won like, I don't know, close to 70 games since he's been there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cookeville had their year. They've lost everybody. So I predict all four of our teams will be in the playoffs.
Yep.
I looked back and outside of beating each other, our Rutherford County four only lost five games outside the district. And, you know, three of them were to Cookeville this year. So I think
football will be good next year.
Cookeville will be back down. And then all four. You know, I think Siegel's going to continue to get better. Mm-hmm. Under their new, talking about new coaches. He did a good job. Mr. Creasy was very pleased with his coach. So
basketball, I think it's going to be a big, big year for girls and boys. I think Riverdale is probably the team to beat in the state, and I'm not so sure that Blackman boys and Riverdale boys are not going to be in the state tournament conversation, possibly, if they can keep everybody healthy and keep marching along and see. And, you know, I think one exciting thing in girls basketball to watch is who's going to be that number two team that maybe gets to the sectional from our particular district slash region, because our district probably is going to sweep their region. It's pretty weak over in District 8. So who's going to be that team that's going to have to go somewhere in southeast Tennessee or eastern middle Tennessee to try to win to get there? You know, is it Oakland? Is it Blackman? Is it Stewart's Creek again? I think it could be any of those three. So those are going to be some fun things to watch in girls basketball. Baseball season should be good. So high school sports will be moving right along. MTSU football next year should be an exciting year to watch. And, of course, men's basketball this time around. March Madness will be here before you know it.
Well, and I failed to mention, too, going back to football quickly, Eagleville will be really good.
Yeah.
And MTCS is going to be really good. And, of course, you've got teams like Providence and Central Magnet and, you know, always in the hunt, and the basketball season, I don't want to leave them out. But
Providence girls are 11-1.
Yeah, yeah. So Rutherford County, the place to be. We got a bridge now. It's going over Broad.
Is it going to help?
Have you been over it yet?
Went under.
I don't know, Brian. What's your thinking on that, real quick? Just before we got one more break, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
I liked it. I noticed driving through to get here this afternoon that traffic was backed up further upstream a little bit on Memorial, but not that took that congestion out of that one intersection. Once you get to that intersection, things go pretty quick. So I think it helps that. It's just what happens upstream. And there's still construction.
Yeah,
so
that's making that a little rough to get to maneuver through there.
And so once that's finished in the next month or so, I think we'll be able to tell. But it has definitely taken a lot of congestion out of that one intersection.
What about Broad Street itself? You know, is it still – there's a lot of traffic still on Broad, though, right?
Right, I mean, yeah.
They're just not having to have that intersection be clogged up as
well. Well, instead of there being a four-way stop, you're just stopping Broad Street. You're not stopping Memorial and Old Fort.
No, you got to stop both ways. I went through there because people are getting off of Memorial, and they got to stop to get on Broad. So you still got – that problem. Not only it helped Memorial. They didn't ask me. I would have put one of those little, you know, pulled around. You never had to stop.
Just roundabouts.
Just put a roundabout in there. Yeah.
Well, I mean that was the thing is to take
it took it off Memorial,
and that was the only place really to put a bridge.
Right.
You know, and so they took half of what was considered the congestion, and the other half just made it more room to go through.
It's a good thing. It's going to help.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, get used to it. There are more coming in the next.
They're not
going to
move
years.
The bridge if we don't like it. Is what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
But
there's more bridges coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More.
My daughter, I get so tickled. She said the thing. I felt like Nashville because you know they've all got those signs going to the interstates and stuff. Said it was so weird, Daddy. The first time I saw it, it was like, I'm like, I'm in Nashville again. You know, it's like Nashville. And it is that's pretty cool. I kind of liked it. So it gets me quicker to Donut Country is what I'm thinking.
That's true.
That ain't a good thing.
It is a good thing, too. Well, it depends on how you're looking
at
it.
Not for him.
Whoa.
It's a different go with your gut there.
Go with your gut.
Somebody's going to hit him in the gut.
On that note.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
deep dish pizza from Little Caesars. We love that it's hot and ready from 4 to 8 p.m. and it's only $8. You might think you'd have to use a complicated pizza website and enter your username and password, but there's an easier way for all of us. We can easily walk into any Little Caesars between 4 and 8 p.m. and pick up a large, deep, deep dish pepperoni pizza for $8 or a hot and ready classic for $5. Yes. Little Caesars, world's easiest way to pizza.
In the borough on Memorial, South Rutherford and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Have a blue.
For the Blue Raider fan on your Christmas list, Santa shops at Raider Tees. They have the largest selection of officially licensed Middle Tennessee Blue Raider gear anywhere. Nike polos, quarter zips, jackets for winter, and yes, Christmas ornaments and decoration. They have a special Christmas section at RaiderTees.com. Plus, get a free Santa hat or stocking with a $50 purchase.
Blue. Raider Tees by Ideas Tees. 910 Ridgely Road, off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Many Murfreesboro residents may not realize that Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939, when the city's people pulled together to form their own electric utility as part of the New Deal and the creation of the TVA. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service in the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and Women's Health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. And special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialists are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome, or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Sir Pizza.
Happy birthday, Sir Pizza. That's right. The best pizza in Murfreesboro is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Stop in tonight at one of their three locations. Don't go just anywhere for pizza, pasta, or subs. My personal recommendation is Sir Pizza for all of your favorites on East Main, South Church, and on Memorial Boulevard, celebrating 50 years.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful
wonderful time of the year.
And it's time to close things out here on this Christmas edition, our last show, 2017. And it's been a great ride, gentlemen. And some of you have been in and out. Some of you have been out more than in. Steve. Man, we couldn't do this show without you.
Of course, we appreciate you
guys. And we talked a little bit more. I'm so proud of you, Luker. We talked more about other things than just high school football. It was great. Oh. And you were like branching out, sportsman tonight.
I was a good listener.
Well, it's time for the final Pigskin Report and I guess the award ceremony.
Yeah.
And here live, right from this studio, is our commissioner of Pigskin Picks, and that is Mr. Brian Barrett.
I almost can't go through with this.
Well, you thought there was going to be a punchline, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, let's get to your Pigskin Picks report. We've already kind of talked a little bit about this, but the year, let's start off with the cellar dweller, Rod Edwards. Finished with a fine record, 117-33, 7 games out of first, 1 game behind John Dinkins at 118-32.
What are you laughing about? What, runner-up?
I was 2 games ahead of John and 3 of Rod at 120-30.
Very respectable season. Most time that record wins it. But again, no.
Not this year. Because Steve Luker, with a record of 123 wins and 27 losses, is our runner-up.
First loser.
Not only runner-up, but he is number 2 again with Pigskin Picks. So there you go. Number 2 again. I just wanted to have you a little reminder there. Drink a little coffee.
Is there anything you'd like to say for your, you know,
your number 2?
I'm number 2.
But our Pigskin Pick champion, 2017, 2016, 2015. You can even go back to 20. Oh, that was John in 2014.
I think you removed me off the website after this year.
Clark Blair.
He's only go 3 years, so.
124-26. This matches his. I know that there are more wins because of the power play, but 26 losses. His next best record was 105-29. So, I mean, this is the best in terms of actual number of losses, too.
But we're going to go to the rules committee, and we'll change some of that stuff, you know, the rules committee.
So there is a Pigskin Pick award here.
Wow. Oh, nice. And, it's bigger than yours, too.
Not only that, but an orange shirt here with his trophy on it. So
that is nice.
There you go. Is that Tennessee orange or is that workhouse orange?
It's workhouse orange. I figure that's where he'll be doing it when he's working out in the yard this spring.
Yeah.
Get on the tractor, Clark, and buddy, that shirt will shine.
I will wear this every night just for Tamara.
Oh, yeah.
With my UT pajamas.
She didn't help at all, did she, in your picks and picks?
No, she's always critical. You didn't pick so-and-so, did you? She's watching the scores on the, you know, the WGNS app when they pop up. Who'd you pick? Why'd you pick them?
Golly. You're a 3-time winner.
Not in her eyes.
I think we'll wrap things up for 2017. I want to thank Rod Edwards, too, for being here. And all our guests that we've had. We've had a few guests as well. I want to thank Clark Blair, Steve Luker, Brian Barrett, our engineer, and station manager here at WGNS. And I'm John Dinkins. Till next time. We'll be here in, August? Mid-August, I guess.
August. Basketball. We'll return with basketball on January 5th with Oakland at Riverdale.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Battle of the Borough.
It will. So until then, Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year. See you next time, next year.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on,
our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Merry Christmas from all of us at WGNS.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450,